welcome to another episode of Her Healthful. I'm Araste, and it is a Friday when I'm recording this. This was just the weirdest week. I have felt so anxious, and it was just like things have felt off. I posted on my story, like, if any of the astrology people know what's going on, because I looked up if there was a Mercury retrograde, and there wasn't. And apparently, there was a full moon last night, which was a full moon in Leo, and my moon is Leo, so I think I felt it extra hard. And there were a few other things mentioned to me by some of you, like there was something with Pluto that only happens 20 years that happened this week. So it was just a shitstorm of a week. But I'm so happy it's over, and I really wasn't in the mood to record the podcast yesterday or the day before, because usually I send it to my editor on Wednesday evenings so that she can have it done by Monday. So this might be up a little late, which is totally fine. I find it so hard to disentangle motivation and discipline sometimes, because this week, for example, I would have been truly forcing myself to be creative and record an episode. And yes, that would have kept me disciplined, but it would have also felt so inauthentic to record something when I wasn't in the mind state of it. And of course, you have to rely on discipline over motivation sometimes to really get something done. But I think a missing piece is that you have to also feel like it's authentic to you. And if you really force yourself to do something, especially something creative, you're gonna feel very out of touch with yourself. So just keep that in mind. That is not the topic of today's episode, but I just felt inspired to share that because I always see discipline over motivation. Like, this is how you get things done. But it's not applicable to every aspect of your life, and it's not gonna work all the time. But anyways, other than a shitty week, I'm trying to think about other updates that I have. I had my dinner party. I know I told you all about it last week, and it was really fun. I always forget in the moment of planning that it's gonna always be like a last minute rush when I'm getting ready. I don't know why, no matter how much prep I do, I'm just scrambling at the last moment. Although this time I did do way more prep because I'm just learning so much with every time I host, and I was way less stressed. I drank a little bit too much wine and was wine hungover the next day, but it was worth it. It was so fun. We just ate and talked and played games. We played Exploding Kittens. If you know how fun that game is, you know. And I'm having another one next week for Galentine's because somehow February is already here. And this one was planned the beginning of January because it is very hard to have 5 people be free at a certain date and time. So I always have to ask in advance because usually there's only a few slots if I'm lucky. If not, there's only one, and sometimes not everybody can make it. So that will be fun. I'll definitely post about it. And another update that I have is I'm trying to plan a solo trip. I think for May, I've been wanting to do a solo trip for a long time. You guys know, I think you know, that I'm obsessed with Barcelona, so I think I might do it there. I've been there twice, so I think that's a plus because I'm familiar with the city already and kind of the different neighborhoods. Obviously, I was only there for a few days each time, and I'm not sure if I should go somewhere new. Like, I've never been to anywhere in Asia, so that is also an idea I'm toying with. But there are certain countries in Asia that I wouldn't necessarily want to be by myself for. I've never done a fully solo trip. That isn't fully true. I went on the yoga retreat with Wander Home, and I was technically flying by myself, and I didn't know anybody in the group when I was going there. But this is like, I wouldn't be meeting up with anyone. Although I'm sure I could connect with some people on social media and try to make friends that way, but it's so different. And this would be a full exposure into a solo trip. And I love solo time, but traveling, you know, it's so much. You got to do everything on your own. The cost is more, you're not splitting things with people. So it's a lot to think about, but I'm young, I may as well do it now. When else am I gonna do it? I guess I'm telling you this to keep you in the loop, but also ask if you've ever been on a solo trip that you loved. I wanna know the location and any tips that you have because I'm not 100% set on Barcelona. I love it there, but I'm just like, should I go somewhere else? Like, should I go to Copenhagen or Thailand or wherever? It's just like, there's so many places to choose from. I'm a Sagittarius. They all excite me. I'm also going to be going for like a month. So there's so many more possibilities. Like, I could do Australia. I said to myself, if I ever go to Australia, it has to be for at least a month because of the time change and how far it is. So let me know if you have loved anywhere you've gone specifically solo, slide in my DMs. You know my Instagram. If not, it's in my description on the episode. Another thing that I want to let you know, because I feel like the pod community, you're going to be the first to know. Like, you are here and loyal, listening every week. So I recorded my first YouTube vlog. It was a weekend vlog, and I don't know what I think of it, because the quality of my camera wasn't as good as I thought it was. I just know I need new equipment eventually, but I'm not going to make that an excuse for not recording and not posting. We're trying to let go of perfectionism this year, so I'm editing it and posting it. No matter how much better I want it to be, if I keep delaying it because I don't have the perfect camera or microphone or laptop, it's never gonna get done. So fingers crossed that gets posted next week. I'm gonna see how the editing process is, because I love editing, but I haven't done long form content for social media like ever. I've only done it for school projects, and those were always fun, but we'll see. It might be a beast, I might hate it, and in that case, I will get an editor. That's it. So get excited for that, and that's all I have for you. So let's get into today's episode. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really know what to speak about today because I just wasn't motivated or inspired. And usually my episodes are planned out. Like, there's a rough guide, it's not scripted or anything, but there's points I wanna say, and just so I don't go down tangents. This one isn't as planned as my other episodes, and I have a few here and there where I'm like, you know what, I just wanna talk about this. I don't really wanna sit down and plan what I'm gonna say. I'm just excited to get into it. And today's episode is gonna be all on why you might not be achieving your goals, aka the reasons why you might be self-sabotaging. I'm obsessed with this topic. I could go into it forever, but I basically just outlined 5 different reasons why and how you can be sabotaging your goals and not making any progress. The first one is from a book that I love. It's by James Pierce, I think. Let me just make sure, because no, not James Pierce, James Clear. He's the author of a book called Atomic Habits. I'm sure if you've stepped into a bookstore and Indigo, you've seen this. It's like Heather's favorite at Indigo, and you've seen people speak about it. It's like a really good book if you're trying to create new habits, break old habits. I honestly need to reread this book because there's so many gems that you should be taking notes on the book, or like using sticky notes, because it's easy to forget this stuff, right? So I'm going to be reminding you of one part that really stuck with me. And if you've never read it, this isn't going to spoil the book or anything. But basically, he talks about a mistake that many smart people make. And immediately I'm like, ooh, I think I'm, you know, relatively smart. I have my PhD, not to brag, but I guess I have a bit of bragging rights because that shit took a long time. But I was like, okay, I'm intrigued. It's the concept of being in motion versus taking action. So he has these terms, and I'll describe to you what they are, because when I read this, I was like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense why I'm not getting anything done. So being in motion is planning, strategizing, outlining an essay, getting information and learning. You're doing all of the busy work before a task. So I'll give you a few examples, because that's when this concept really came to life for me. So say you're trying to write a book. If you spend all this time thinking of like 10 different ways you can structure your book, of course you need to like think about it a bit and plan a little bit, but you are spending all this time planning and strategizing, but you're not actually writing the book. So that is being stuck in motion, because it feels like you're doing the work. You're working on the book. Of course, you're trying to choose how to lay it out, but are you actually writing the book? No. If you want to join a new gym and you're looking up gyms in your area, maybe you're looking up personal trainers, what type of classes you want to go to, and you're doing all this research, but then you're not actually signing up, you're not going to classes, that is being stuck in motion, because you are cycling yourself around the planning and the busy work. I keep saying that, but it really is busy work that makes you feel like you're accomplishing a lot, but there's nothing to show for it. Now, of course, planning, strategizing, having yourself be ready is not a bad thing. Some of us like to be prepared. Obviously, we don't want to make a fool of ourselves publicly. We don't want to face criticism. So I'm not saying that planning is a bad thing, but there's a limit. there's a limit to how much you can plan and how perfect something can be before you actually aim for it. Like I was talking about earlier with my YouTube, if I spent the whole time planning what camera to get and how I'm gonna edit something and just kept on doing that for weeks on end, I would have nothing to show for it because I wouldn't be picking up a camera and recording, whether that be my iPhone or whatever digital camera I have right now. So there's everything in moderation, planning included, and you want to kind of convince yourself that you're making progress. So being in motion feels like you're getting things done because you're preparing, but you're not doing anything. You're just preparing to get something done. And it's a form of procrastination at the end of the day because you are delaying doing the task that you might not want to do. It might be uncomfortable getting started. When I was reading this and read that it was a form of procrastination, oh my gosh, it like flipped a switch for me. And I'm not saying I don't do this anymore. I very much still do this, but I'm more self-aware of it and I'm trying to take steps to change it. So let me give you a few tips on how you can get out of motion and get into action so you can achieve your goals. First one is to set a schedule. And this is specifically for your actions, like what you're going to do after the planning. And this could be something like internal deadlines where you're like, okay, I'm going to be taking a few days to plan. And by the end of the week, I'm starting this task. You have to give yourself those deadlines or else you're not going to do it. With those deadlines, you can also give yourself like a timer when you're planning, because I think planning is one of those things that you can get so lost in and you don't realize how much time you just spent. The other day I was actually looking at cameras and I just spent an hour Googling, going on Reddit forums, watching other people's YouTube videos, and I didn't realize an hour had passed. So using something like a timer on your phone and try to stick to that. It's really hard, but trust me, you will be getting so much more done. Okay, so that was point one. Definitely check out Atomic Habits if you haven't already, because there are so many other nuggets of knowledge that I can't even begin to discuss here. Second reason why you might be self-sabotaging and not getting things done is because you're telling other people your goals. And this might seem confusing at first. Of course, when you have an idea and you're excited about it and you want to achieve something, a lot of people tell you to share it with other people because this will keep you accountable. There's an assumption that people will be monitoring you, asking you when you're gonna get it done. And the truth is, unless you're specifically asking somebody to hold you accountable or you're working towards a similar goal as somebody else, for example, me and my friend Jaya, she's also a content creator, we tell each other, like, let's hold each other accountable to post X amount of times on TikTok this week, because sometimes it's a struggle and sometimes you need an accountability buddy. But that's different from simply sharing your goals with somebody who might not be in the same sphere. And even if they are, I'm going to explain to you why this might be harming you. So there's research that shows that the reason we love sharing our goals and our plans with other people is because that is a reward in itself. It feels so good to tell somebody that you're going to be doing something amazing and you're just really excited about it. It's rewarding to tell other people this because they're proud of you, they're excited for you, and that mutually shared excitement and those pleasant emotions makes you feel so good. It's as if you telling them is kind of like you did it in a way, or you did part of it. You're like, oh my god, they're so excited for me. It's just a rush of dopamine. We feel as if we got the reward already. We didn't even achieve the goal, and yet we already got a reward by sharing it with people. And so you might share it with more people, and you might not be as motivated to take steps to achieve that goal, because think about it. When you're achieving a goal, you are motivated by reward. And if you've already gotten a part of that reward, your brain sometimes can't decipher or distinguish between rewards, and it kind of feels satiated. So why would you then take the hard steps to work towards that and put in the effort? Of course, that doesn't always happen, but sometimes it does, and it's just good to be aware of it. So what I would recommend instead is to maybe share with people once you've already taken those actions towards that goal. For example, you want to launch a course. Maybe don't tell people right away until you've laid it out, you've recorded a few masterclasses, so that you actually have the evidence that you're working towards a goal, not only for other people, but for yourself. After you share it with somebody, you will still be driven to work towards your goals because you've already done part of it. It's not something abstract. There's concrete evidence. So I wouldn't tell people right away. Another reason is because sometimes people just don't receive your good news well. And not to get all woo-woo, but evil eye, I'm just saying, sometimes inadvertently will wish something bad upon you and will not wish for you to succeed, is what I'm saying. So that's another reason to not share things right away. Just make some progress first. That's all I'm saying. Third reason you might self-sabotage is because you have a humongous goal that you have not broken down into smaller tasks. And so it feels so overwhelming that you don't even know where to start. There's a million things you could do. You're paralyzed by indecision, and so you end up doing nothing. I've been there, it sucks. So you need to break down big goals into smaller ones, or else they're gonna be a giant beast. And I recommend doing kind of like an audit every month where you set your goals. But also, if you had big goals at the start of 2024, try to dedicate every month or every quarter, if you want to think about it that way, to one aspect of that goal. And then by the end of the year, hopefully it will come together to then achieve, you know, whatever goal you wanted. So I'm a big fan of using time with smaller tasks because you need to give yourself internal deadlines, but also make sure that the goals you're achieving within a month are actually purposeful and are linked with the greater thing you want to achieve. Because if you have that why, I'm telling you, it makes things so much easier and you'll actually be motivated and not have to rely on the discipline all the time. And I'm such a visual person that I will literally draw this out, like in the middle, draw your goal or write out your goal, put a circle around it, and then write out what the smaller goals or tasks would have to be for you to achieve that. Everybody works differently. You might want to type this out, make a chart, make a table. But again, don't get stuck in the motion. Like I said in the first point, don't get stuck in the motion, but still make sure that you actually know what your goals are. Okay, this fourth point, I'm realizing I've already said multiple times, but I'll just say it briefly in case you need it hammered home one more time. You self-sabotage because you don't set any deadlines. And especially for personal projects, I'm talking more for, you know, those creative endeavors or side hustles and not so much your work, because obviously, you know, most 9-to-5s and corporate jobs, there's probably deadlines set for you. But for other passions, you have to set deadlines because nobody's forcing you to do it. You intrinsically obviously want to achieve this goal, but there's nobody hovering over you saying you need to get this done. And I felt like this in grad school because honestly, nobody is forcing you to get your PhD. Yes, you have an advisor who is supposed to be mentoring you and guiding you along the way, but at the end of the day, you can take 10 years in grad school if you wanted to because you need to do it yourself. And that is the same thing here. You need to figure out where your faults are, like what gets in the way of you getting things done and being stuck in motion or sabotaging yourself in other ways, and then find remedies for those barriers. My last point is more mental, but it's still a huge block for a lot of people, and it's simply self-doubt, self-talk, anything that has to do with how you kind of talk to yourself and the relationship you have. Obviously, if you're doing something that's more of a passion project and it's personal, it might be a more lonely process because you are so in the trenches, and you know, if you don't want to share it with people, like I said earlier, you're kind of on your own, and that's when self-doubt can kind of creep in because it ebbs and flows. Like, you cannot be motivated and inspired and so happy with yourself all the time. So I think recognizing that fact alone will be so helpful because, you know, after an ebb comes a flow. I don't know why that sounded so weird to say and break down that saying, but after a down comes an up. You understand what I'm saying. And being aware of that fact is kind of validating. You just know that you can't be stuck in the trenches forever. So I think for me, when self-doubt does creep in sometimes, it's kind of a sign for a break or just like a pause to rest and retreat from what I'm doing. For example, I definitely had self-doubt this week and I posted less content than I usually would because forcing myself to do something always yields a result that I'm never happy with. It never feels right. And so a break, a pause, whatever you want to call it, can be so beneficial when you are in that state of self-doubt. Because if you end up producing something that's not your usual quality, that's just going to reinforce the self-doubt, because you're like, oh my God, of course I'm not doing a good job. Like, I knew it. I knew I wasn't good at this anymore. And lean into other things like journaling, affirmations, other ways to creatively spark your mind, like reading or doing something that sparks up your inner child, and you can work with your hands. Like, just get out of your head. Get out of your head, do something that distracts you, and eventually when you come back to what you wanted to work towards, you will feel better, you will feel lighter. And I'm not saying it'll happen right away, but eventually it will. So that's all I have for today's episode. I hope this was helpful and I hope it wasn't all over the place. I think I actually did a relatively good job saying everything I wanted to say, and I'm surprised because I didn't really have a guide written out this time, but I really was feeling passionate about this topic because I think it's the advice I needed to hear. So this might be a weekly pep talk for you, but it's definitely a pep talk for me as well. And thank you so much for listening. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Be sure to keep up with me on Instagram, TikTok @her.healthful, and leave a 5-star review, comments, DMs, and that's it. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.